The scripture for today is Luke 1, 36 through 28, and I'll be reading from Peterson. A virgin conceives. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to the Galilean village of Nazareth to a virgin engaged to be married to a man descended from David. His name was Joseph, and the virgin's name was Mary. Upon entering, Gabriel greeted her. Good morning. You're beautiful with God's beauty, beautiful inside and out. Fellas, you ever remember when your wives were pregnant, how beautiful they were and are? God be with you. She was thoroughly shaken, wondering what was behind a greeting like that. But the angel assured her, Mary, you have nothing to fear. God has a surprise for you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son and call his name Jesus. He'll be great, be called Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will rule Jacob's house forever, no end ever to his kingdom. Mary said to the angel, but how? I've never slept with a man. And the angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Highest hover over you. Therefore, the child you bring to birth will be called Holy Son of God. And did you know that your cousin Elizabeth conceived a son? Old as she is, everyone called her barren. And here she is, 6 months pregnant. Nothing, you see, is impossible for God. You see, I see it all now. I'm the Lord's maid, ready to serve. Let it be with me just as you say. Then the angel left her. The word of God for the people of God.
Grateful to our brother in Christ for the excellent job he does. Thank you, my friend. Will you join with me in prayer? We thank you, loving God, for speaking and then speaking again and then continuing to speak into our lives, sometimes with words, sometimes in situations, sometimes when we don't notice you at all. Your grace is powerfully at work changing us. Thank you. And we thank you in the name of Christ, our risen Savior. Amen. I love Christmas carols. I really, truly do. I enjoy them. I enjoy them no matter what time of year they start. No matter what time of year you start hearing them, I enjoy being able to turn on the radio and some sort of Christmassy kind of music comes up. Do you understand whenever I'm saying Christmassy, quote unquote Christmassy? Do you know what I'm talking about whenever I say Christmassy? Okay, it's kind of the stuff that, you know, is the lights and the bulbs shining and things like that, and tinsel on the tree. Does anybody know where they sell that, you know, the stuff that you used to pull out of the box and you just would throw it on? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody here with me on that one? Okay, yeah. And it was always fun to put so much on. And then after Christmas, my dad said, every strand of that has to be pulled off that tree. That was my job. Yeah, so you throw on the tinsel and it's just kind of glittering and shining in this silver cone, and unless you do want to put a, go ahead and put a garbage bag over the tree and put it over you and take it up into the attic there, you have to take all of that off. So all those kind of Christmassy things. But I think Christmas carols, you know, sometimes I hear people saying, boy, I don't care if I ever hear another Christmas carol my entire life. I've heard people say that, and they don't connect the depth of meaning behind Christmas carols. Now, I'm not saying Christmas carols like Santa Baby or something like that, okay? There's not a whole lot of depth of meaning behind that, or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, although we know that. We could probably all sing it right now. No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to sing it. You were thinking, wow, I got to sing next to this person that I've heard them sing the hymns already, and I'm not sure if I want to hear them sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Anyways, we have this whole idea of what Christmas carols are. But let me go ahead and share something with you. First of all, our sister in Christ did a beautiful job earlier, okay? Absolutely wonderful job. But do you know one of the lines? Did you hear one of the lines in there? Poor, ornery people like you and like I. Go ahead and look at somebody right now. Do it. Look at somebody. Say, you're ornery, but God still loves you. Go ahead and tell somebody that right now. I mean, even though you are, it's fantastic. Now, the other thing is, let me go ahead and share this from one of those hymns that we were singing earlier. It came upon the midnight clear, kind of a, you know, pastoral, beautiful setting. But listen, verse 3. And yet beneath life's crushing load, whose forms are bending low, who toil along the climbing way with painful steps and slow, look now, for glad and golden hours come swiftly on the wing, arrest beside the weary road, and hear the angels sing. A bit more challenging than we think of for Christmas carols, isn't it? And yet it conveys the truth of our journey. God is in the muck and mire of life. God is in the challenges of life. Whenever we are up against it, whenever we are feeling brokenness, whenever we are grieving, whenever we're depressed, God is still with us on the journey. Now, none of those things that I just said will ever appear on a Hallmark card. Merry Christmas! God's with you in the muck and mire! I don't know why they never employed me to write cards for Hallmark. I'm not sure. But it's a great message. The scripture passage reminds us of this, however. Okay, kind of this neat and pat and tidy image that we have sometimes of Mary. And Mary has been portrayed in artwork over the years as glowing and almost golden by her very nature. And yet we understand that she was a young girl. And we understand that she lived in a backwater part of the world that nobody cared about or thought anything good would come out of. And we understand, certainly, that she was very poor. She was an outsider. And yet, knowing all of these things, we also understand or struggle to understand God chose her. God spoke into and out from her life. And through Mary, God birthed a whole new way of living and seeing and experiencing His creation. We struggle with it still to this day. And yet I think the response of Mary is one that is very close to what we said earlier this morning. It's remarkable, but she says, "Here I am." Verse 38, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel left. Now before that, sometimes we focus on that. Here I am, Lord. Yes, I'm available, Lord. Yeah, I'm open to it, Lord. Before that phrase in our lives, realistically, isn't it more close to, "Are you kidding me, Lord? What did you just say to me, Lord?" Or, "Where are you, Lord?" Earlier in the scripture passage, Mary offers these words, How can this be? How can this be? In the muck and mire of life, when we hear about a medical report that's not good, how can this be? When we hear of the death of a loved one, how can this be? When we lose a job, how can this be? When we experience brokenness in one form or another, how can this be? It seems impossible. God seems far away at those moments. But in those moments, God is intimately involved in our lives. Last week, we were specifically focusing on joy, and that joy comes only from God. All right? It's not just simply being happy with something, because happiness fades, can fade quite quickly, actually. But joy is something that is abiding, that fills us deep inside, and its only source is God. And we also talked about, and I'll mention again, that grace is deeply connected with joy, because we need to be open to God's grace. And we also need to understand that we do not need to fear grace. Grace and God's grace will change us, no question about it. God's grace will change us, as God's grace changed Mary. But sometimes that means that we will be stretched. And sometimes growing means that we're stretched. Now, my brother in Christ had shared earlier about how beautiful a pregnant woman looks. And I agree. But anybody who's been pregnant, does it feel beautiful when you're pregnant? I have never experienced that myself. Not what this is right here. It's a love handles. It's other kind of work and love. But that kind of stretching, okay? Yeah. And yet a miracle takes place out of that, out of birth. And God creates another miracle here, birthing something greater than anyone could imagine. Certainly the prophets had talked about it. There was kind of this energy even around that cave where Jesus was born, about something taking place here that was greater than anybody who was there, and yet for everyone that was there. That's what the birth of Jesus is. Greater than any of us here, and yet for each of us here. God's love. God speaking. God reminding us. And yet, we get back to that whole nitty-gritty of living and what it is to have God speak into our lives. And a reminder that God is truly with us on the journey. You know, there's a story about a family, and the husband was home on a Saturday afternoon, and his soulmate, his wife, was out Christmas shopping. And since he was home on a Saturday afternoon, what was on the television? It's amazing. The first service had that same answer. So, and he was sitting there, slowly but surely, dropping into kind of a stupor. One of those where you don't really mind that you're kind of drooling because you're falling asleep, nobody else is around, until his children came into the room. Now, his children had good news, at least on their hearts, that they wanted to practice their roles in the Christmas play. Was he excited about it? No. But did he sit up straight and watch? Yes. So the first person came out, and it was Joseph. And Joseph is, for some reason, carrying a mop in his hand. Not really sure why he was carrying a mop. Mary came out next, and she had a pillow underneath. Makes sense, right? Okay. And then there was an angel that landed. And you could tell because she was flapping her wings rapidly, violently. And finally, the last child came out with all of the jewelry that she could find in the entire house on her. Imagine that, around the neck, on the arms, just draped all over, all the jewelry she could find. And she had three presents also. And she said, "I'm all three wise men." "I bring three precious gifts: gold, circumstance, and mud." Their father actually, in a moment of inspiration, divine inspiration, didn't laugh at that. Didn't even correct the wise woman. The father reflected on how God was speaking through that that was just shared. And how often it take place that our children speak a word of intimate knowledge about God and power to us. He understood that God loves us where we are. God loves us for who we are. And that's our gold, where we are at our best. Our circumstances, where we might be even now. And even our mud, where we are our most human. God is speaking a good news into our lives, right here and right now. But how is God sharing that good news with you and speaking into your life? Certainly, there's all sorts of signs, all sorts of reminders, all sorts of sights and sounds that say, it's Christmas. But more so, behind all of that, it's saying, Jesus is given, is come for you. How is God speaking that truth, that mighty, powerful, life-changing truth into your life today? And how are you responding to it? We have a couple that have responded to this question, not with, how could it be? But here I am. It takes a lot of faith and trust in that, doesn't it? To say, here I am, Lord. I'm really going to follow you. I'm going to trust you. I count on you. You're in control. That couple that I asked to come forward right now, Larry and Erica Mann, are going to be joining the church. And I'm thankful that we can receive them as members. It's a blessing to have both of you here. Thank you so much for being here. And as you are open to God's grace, as you seek to receive that gift of Jesus, and as you also seek to follow how the Holy Spirit is at work in your life, will you do those things and also seek to be present here as part of this body of Christ in whatever way God's guiding you? And if so, please respond with, "Here I am, Lord." We celebrate both Larry and Erica and are thankful for you stepping forward and joining the church this morning. Thank you. God's blessings.